The topic of faith is extremely powerful, but it's oftentimes overlooked and even taken for granted. We see faith all throughout Scripture. True biblical Christianity is founded on faith. It's clear to see that it's important that we get hold of this biblical truth and learn to experience the manifestation of faith. It's time to take hold of the life-changing reality that you must see it before you see it. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
I want to start this episode with a Bible verse. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for, and it is the evidence of things we cannot see." That is the New Living Translation, and it is the foundation for today's episode and this conversation that we're about to have. And I do want to mention that this particular episode is actually inspired by a day from the devotional that I've written called Faith Focused. If you are interested in growing your faith, if you're interested in learning more about how to walk by faith, then this devotional is going to be really good for you. It is very powerful. So I have it available via ebook. It is available paper copy as well on Amazon, but you can find it as an ebook on my website, toddlermomdiaries.com. Today, we're focusing on seeing it before you see it, the manifestation of your faith. What hopes have you hidden in your heart? What dreams and goals you aspire to accomplish in this lifetime? It's good that we just take some time to dream. You know, sometimes we get so busy that we fail to do that. I know that was my case for a very long time. I didn't even take the time to dream or think about what I wanted out of life. I mean, big dreams, you know? And I think that it's something that is important. It's important that we do that, to sit quietly, close your eyes, and use the imagination that God has blessed you with to envision yourself fulfilling your God-given purpose and achieving your goals. And if you're not clear on your God-given purpose, then I encourage you to sit quietly and ask Him to show you that. And He will. And then write down the things that He places in your heart. Sometimes it may even just be a simple idea that pops in your head. Write it down. Nothing's too big. Nothing's too wild. Nothing's too crazy. Write it down. The truth is, they are most likely bigger than you. Bigger than you could have ever imagined anyway. So that's a good thing if you come up with or if you hear things that are bigger than you and have you thinking like, how in the world? That's good. God wants you to strengthen your faith muscle so that you can fully receive all that He has for you. You know, our minds are very powerful and they have the capability to see things that we may not be looking at with our natural eyes. From a very relatable perspective, I mean, think about when you're leaving work. For those of you who are working wives and moms, think about when you're leaving for work. Or if you're a stay-at-home mom, think about when you're taking a trip to the grocery store. Whatever. Think about that. You see that in your mind before you actually see it while you're driving on the road. Like right now, you can close your eyes and you can imagine and you can see the route that you take to go to the grocery store each time. You can see that. That's your imagination. You can see it inside of you before you can see it with your actual natural eyes as you're driving in the car. And the same is true when it comes to faith. We were created with the ability to imagine. Unfortunately, many people use their imagination to see negative things. Ain't that the truth? We use our imaginations for that. That's not what it's for. We've got to train ourselves to see what God says. We've got to train ourselves to see the promises of God. We have to train ourselves to walk by faith. You know, we just, you know, read Hebrews 11:1, and it defines faith for us. It shows us the reality of the very things that we hope for. When we walk by faith, we see it in the spirit before we ever see it with our natural eyes. Just like that example that I gave you about driving to the store or to work or wherever you go on a regular basis. And that's the key to seeing results. We see this all throughout Jesus' teachings. Those who had faith experienced miracles. Those who had faith saw changes. So you must believe. You have to believe. Our faith is vital in all areas of our lives, including marriage, motherhood, and our day-to-day activities. And I did talk about motherhood. How to walk by faith in motherhood is what that particular post was called on the blog. And it was also a podcast that was episode 11, How I Walk by Faith as a Mom. So you might want to take a look at that or listen to that one next. Using faith as a mom. Highly recommend that one. It's good, if I must say so myself. So faith is confirmation. It's our confirmation, right? Faith is the evidence or the proof of the things that we can't see in the natural. I like to think of faith as like the confirmation number that we receive after placing an online shopping order. So if you purchase a product online, you receive a confirmation number, right? You don't have the product immediately. It's not gonna just appear on your doorstep. You do have to wait for it. You can't see it with your eyes. You can't touch it with your hands at the moment that you place the order. However, you do have a confirmation number, and that is your evidence or your proof that you purchased the product. You are in confident expectation that it's coming and you will receive the physical manifestation of that product soon. So let's just say you buy a dress. You place the order online, you get a confirmation number. You don't get that dress right away. You don't get it immediately, but you're excited about that thing. You can imagine yourself wearing it. You prepare space in your closet for it. Make sure you have a hanger for it. You think about where you're going to wear it to, right? All of that is faith, because that dress has not reached your doorstep yet. That's exactly what faith is. Faith is our confirmation number. It is the evidence and the proof that what we can't see at the moment is coming, and that we will actually have the physical manifestation of that faith soon. So think once again about those things that you're hoping for, about the things that you're praying for, the things that you're believing for. Faith is your confirmation number and your reminder that those things will be made manifest as long as they are in line with the will of God for your life. When we have the confidence that the manifestation is coming, our attitudes and our behavior changes. We act like it. We act like we know that it's coming. And that is so important. So take some time to thank God for that which your heart hopes for. We make room in our closet. We make room in our fridge. We make room in our homes as we prepare for our new purchases to arrive. But it's about time that we make room in our hearts and our lives as we prepare for our prayers to be manifested in our lives, in the natural realm. So today I encourage you to think about something that you can do today as an act of faith to prepare for the physical manifestation of whatever it is that you're believing God for. And I also encourage you to spend some time reading scriptures that are going to strengthen your faith, that are going to motivate you and encourage you and keep your mind on the Word of God. I have a few scriptures listed on my blog at tallermomdiaries.com. The blog post is called Manifestation of Faith. See it before you see it. I will link it here in the show notes. That way you have access to those Bible verses. If you enjoyed this excerpt, then you'll definitely enjoy the rest of the devotional. Like I mentioned earlier, it is available for purchase on my website at tallermomdiaries.com. I will leave the link here in the show notes for you as well. Until next time, Mama.
If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to tallermomdiaries.com and click work with me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at tallermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.